what we tried to do today is to understand the sugya and davov. The Brisker Rav's explanation of the sugya and davov, and then come back with that. The Brisker Rav explains Aribaya according to the Rish. On davov, you have a case of Avnoi Sakina Masoi, Sheinichem Broish Gadai, the Naflu Barach Mitzuya. Gemara is a case where a person puts things in a place where Ruach Mitzuya is going to blow it down to the street. And it does blow it down to the street. And the Gemara Shaila is that once it gets blown out to the street and someone gets hurt on it, what mazik is that? So the Gemara says that it's chayiv and it's bar. But it's not bar alone, because it's not similar to bar. Bar, the person made the bar. The person actually physically put the bar in the street, whether he dug it or he put something there, the person put it there. In this case, the person put it on the roof. Something else made it. Something else brought the bar to where it is. So therefore, we learn it out of a combination of Eish and Bar. Since it's not Mamish Daimela Bar, it's not similar to Bar in that the Kayach HaMorabai aspect is there. So it's Bar plus Eish. So because Kayach HaMorabai, so therefore we learn it out of Bar and Eish together. And that's what the Brisker Rav is going on. Any type of a mazik that we learn out of a combination of two other mazikin. Any case that we learn out of two mazikin, we call that the alfusa. It's not an av, it's not a tolda, it's the alfusa. It's a combination of something we learn out of two other places. Shaila is, what is the din of this alfusa? We have this stone or knife that's thrown to the street. Barach Mitzuya. It's Eish and it's Bar. We learn it out of a combination of Eish and Bar. So the question now is, when you have this combination, what din does it get? Does it get a din of being Potter on Kalim? Because Bar is Potter on Kalim. And Potter on Tamun, because Eish is Potter on Tamun. Maybe we should give it both coolers. Or maybe it should be Chayav on Kalim, because we learn it out of Eish, Eish is Chayav on Kalim. It should be Chayav on Tamun, because Bar is Chayav on Tamun. How do we look at this, or any Yafusa that we learn out of two things, how do we look at it, what halachis do we give it? All we said, every malacha has its own has its own special hilchosayim. What do you do when you have something that's the alfusa from two places? That's the nidain that the Brisker Rav brings. And before we go into the rishayim that he brings, what should be alpisvara? What should be alpisvara? When you have something you learn out of two mazikim, did you get both chumris or both coolers? No, what would you say? Both coolers. Both chumris. Meaning, should be chayiv. Do you agree with that? Should be chayiv. Did you get both chumris or both coolers? What should be? Should you get both chumris or both coolers? I have to give you an example to be able to bring it out. It's a little hard to come up with an example that fits the case precisely. Let's say let's say I would have a I mean this only as an example. Let's say I would have a country club that limits when it allows women in. It also has rules that are limits when it allows blacks to come. So as a rule, blacks can only come evenings. That's it. And as a rule, that women can only come on Mondays and Thursdays. So if I have a black woman, when could she come? Huh? She gets all the times? Or, huh? Let's say we have such a gym that would have such hours. What would happen? Huh? It gets both limitations, in other words. So there you all agree. Okay, so here, the Torah says a chiddush. There's a mazik called bar. And bar is chayav in everything except for kelim. And the Torah said a chiddush that there's a eish, which is chayav in everything except for tamar. Now I have a third chiddush. I have Avnei Sakina and Masai Shanichem Barashkagev and Nachlo Barach Metzuya. They're in the street. Now it's only chayiv because it has both the characteristic of Eish and the characteristic of Bar. Of Bar itself, it wouldn't be chayiv. Of Eish itself, it wouldn't be chayiv. It has both characteristics. So what should it get? Both kulas or both chumras? It's only chayiv because of the fact that it's also an Eish. If it wouldn't also be an Eish, it wouldn't be chayiv. It's only chayiv because it's also a bar. If it wouldn't also be a bar, it wouldn't be chayiv. So, this Amnei Sakina Masai, which fell off the roof, it has both limitations, so to speak. It's limited. You can only be mechayiv it as a bar, and you can only be mechayiv it as an eish. You can't be mechayiv it as a bar without an eish. You can't be mechayiv as an eish without a bar. No? I'm being clear? Can't be mechayiv it in the sense that it has both. Now, it's limited. Bar doesn't apply to kelim. Like, it can't come only Mondays and Thursdays, right? It's only, it has a limited application. It applies only to everything except for kelim. It has certain days that it can't apply. And eish has also certain times that it doesn't apply. Just not times, it's cases, it's tumah. If it's bar and eish together, it should be limited by both. It should have both limitations in Svara. Because, what are you going to tell me? It should be chayiv on tamun? But it's eish. Right? We don't let... Like, if I would tell you blacks are potter on tamun and women are potter on kelim. And now you have a black woman. So what's she going to be? Is she going to be part on both?
Not the chosah.
What?
Who's not the chosah?
If
so, it works the same way. You should put it on my son.
No, but the chiddush is to be mechayev. You need if there would be nothing in the Torah, it'd be part of it. The chiddush is to be mechayev. In order to be mechayev, sort of to let it into the club, you need that it should be eish and it should be bar. This is an eish bar. To let it in to the Parsha Mazikin, right? You have this club, the Parsha Mazikin. To let it into the club, it's got to be both in this case. So therefore, logically, it should follow that you can't be mechayiv on kelim. How can you be mechayiv on kelim? It's a bar. It can't be mechayiv on tamun. How can you be mechayiv on tamun? It's an eish. It's a combination of eish and bar. Right, the chiddush is to be mechayiv. Right, all mazikim, the chiddush is that it's chayiv. So, sort of to let it into the group called Arba Avos Mazikim, in order to let this in to the parsha of Mazikim, it has to be a case that doesn't have the chsaron of tamun, doesn't have the chsaron of kelim. This is the first sheet in the Rishayim. The first shita, which the Rosh calls the Yesh Machmirin, it's hard to know which way it's called the Chumra, which way is a Kula. The Brisker Rav says that it's Taisa Shita. this first shita of the Rosh. So we'll call it Taisa shita. It's not Taisa. So this still gets Taisa later. But Taisa shita is that it gets both exceptions. Tumun is not called a mazik here, and Kalim, it's not a mazik gabi Kalim, and it's not a mazik gabi Tumun. So in a sense, it gets both coolness. But each kula is a limitation. It's sort of saying, you know, when you said it gets both chumras, the word is, we're sort of not letting it be called a mazik. We're machmer on this type that it's not called a mazik. It just turns out a kula that's potter. But we're saying that if you're a combination, you get both limits. I can't be mechayiv you on kelim. I can't be mechayiv you on talmud. Because I have no solid foundation to be mechayiv you, because each one has an exception.
There's a custom anyhow.
The question is how to apply it.
Right, if you don't know, you don't apply it. Why should you apply it?
But here, this case is a case that if it has to be Aish, then the main Taman is Tatum. Because we know Taman applies to Aish. And this I could only learn out of Aish. So therefore, can only be on what Aish is. Aish, Tumun is not Aish. Kelim is not Bar. Mathematically, if you did the mathematics of it, that's the way it would have to come out, because it's like taking something.
Why? Why do we give it a title of Chalim? You're giving it a title to show there's some Chil in it. Why the title of Aish and Bar? Obviously, it's the title of Aish and Bar.
Well, it has to have a makar in the Torah. We said all mazikim have to have a source to be mechayiv. Without the Torah telling us that they're chayiv.
You're saying you're thinking of course anyway, so there is no chayiv to begin with.
There is a chayiv to begin with. It's a bar, which is koyach hachamoravai, which is a combination, a yafus of the two.
So, but the yafus of the two is not nice than shabiyati, because if you're taking the kulas of both, then you're never going to find a case of mazik in it, of such a case. So,
why? It's a mazik that has both kulas. It's a mazik which has the two kulas.
So it'll always be pocket. I didn't find a case of a chiyah.
No, it'll be in a chiyah, in a case where this is chayiv and this is chayiv, so that then the thing I'm learning it out will also be chayiv. I'm learning it out of that, so it'll also be chayiv. You see, here's a good example for Yalfusa. The chiddush is to be mechayiv. The chiddush is to call it a mazik. You could only do that chiddush, which is in my marshal, letting it into the club, sort of let it in to be called a mazik, if it's a mazik by both criteria. So the Gemara says that we have yafusas. It's really one of the midas that the Torah is in Dreshes Behen. It's really a mamatzinu that we find it here, we find it here, so we take the two together. In Gemara, we very often say lo raizeh kazeh, lo raizeh kazeh, but tzara shavash behen. This is the shita of the first shita in the Rosh, Taisa shita, is that it gets both exceptions. When you learn out of two dinim, it gets both exceptions. The Rosh argues. The Rosh says no. That was the first shita in the Rosh. He calls it a Yesh Machmir. That's why it's easy to call it Taisa Shita, just for simplicity's sake, call it Taisa Shita. The second shita, which is the Rosh himself, the Rosh says no. You give it one name. It fits in nicely what we said. You have to give everything to Shem Mazik. You give it one name, the thing it's most similar to, and it gets the demon of that one name that it has. In other words, you have here this thing that fell off the roof. It's laying in the street. Someone fell on it. It's obviously more similar to... obviously it's more similar to Bar. Everyone agrees. Right? It's most similar to Bar. So it gets a din Bar. We need Aish, because you'll ask Kasha, Kachachamurabai, so Aish, Shechiach, Sheken, Kachachamurabai. But we give it one Shein Mazik, we give it a name Bar, and the Rosh holds this way, the Chol HaPerakula, and all Mazikim, All cases we're going to have that are combinations. We're going to have numerous such cases. The Rosh Hashita is, you figure out what it's most similar to, and you give it those demons. The fact that you learn it out of Eish, so that's a limud. But it gets the demon of its Iker Shema. That's the Rosh Hashita. So again, the first Shita is, you give it both kulas. You learn it out of both places, you give it both exceptions. And the Rosh Hashita is, you give it one Shema. The Rosh Hashita is an easier one to work with. Just give it one name and it's easy. The problem is, in Svara, the Rosh needs hesed. Why should it be that way? Every time I learn something out of two places, in Svara I should need, it should have both demons. What the Brisker Rav wants to explain is Shitas Arash. Why should it be that way? Why do I learn it out of Eish and it's still Chayiv on Tom? Why?
Why
bar more than Eish? Because it in now we have to try to explain it. In Lamaisa, when you look at it, but why it has one tzara shav in each one? One tzara shav of kachachem urabay is like Eish, and in a halacha mazik is like bar. However, in the way it's mazik, it's like a bar. In the way it was formed, it's like an Eish. But the way it's actually mazik is by sitting there and the person walking down the street and falling over it. And the Gemara is lashon. The Gemara lashon on Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is that it's bar because of this reason, because it's most similar to bar in the way it's mazik. Just it was formed through something which I need a chacham of a mesh. So this is the Shita Saras. This is the Machlekes Rishayim, which before the Brisker Rav, it's kedai to know whether we follow through to Brisker Rav or not. This is the Machlekes Rishayim, and any Yalfusa, anytime you learn it from two places, you give it both kulis. Or you give it the din of the thing that it's most similar to. That's the Shita Sarash. You give it the din of what it's most similar to. Talking about Feltrin. You mean we're talking about Din Feltrin? Feltrin is Pater. Remember, by Mamun Amazik, and this is always Pater. Well, it's going to be a machlekes later in Haminiach, whether you're chayit. But even if you're chayit, it's only because you should have cleaned it up. If you don't have enough time to clean it up, you're Pater. There's one machlekes by Matkin Nizaka Bachan Nefilas Sheinayinus, which is machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Eliyaz, I think. And there's a separate machlekes, Amirahim, telling Rabbi Shmuel by Nefilas Einus, he didn't clean it up. If you want to master it, if you master it, the Gemara says, Kliyam is mighty. Okay, anyway, getting back. We have this machlaikis between the Rishayim. The Brisker Rav is coming to explain Shita Sarash, that we give it one name, and we don't give it the two dinim, the dinim of the both. In order to do this, the Brisker Rav says the following Chiddush, which I'll try to explain as simply as I can, and then we'll apply it. Again, I'll give you a mashal. I never know if a mashal helps or hinders, but this problem is a little complicated. So I'll give you an example which maybe is simple. You all know that on Shabbos there are 39 malachas that are us. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. 39 malachas are us, but there are some malachas that are mutter. Ach, l'chal asher, pasuk. That tzarech echal nefesh is water. The hulavadi yasalachem. that anything that's fa'ichal nefesh shulav adi yasalachem, cooking is mutter. They declare in the Rishayim, in the Septus Bayah, what's pshat, cooking is mutter. Is pshat, cooking is a malacha? But if you do it for food, if the food, for shayyam to food, then it's mutter. Or is pshat, no, cooking is not a malacha on yam tif. Cooking is bachlan not a malacha. Two ways to look at it. Rashi shita there in Beseftas Beya is cooking is bachlan not a malacha. Rashi holds even if you cook for nothing, if you cook and throw it out, you put the cooking, the Torah is saying cooking is not a malacha. All the other Rishayim say no. Bishul is a malacha on yam tif. Is a halacha that if you do it for tzarech eichel nefesh of yantif, it's mutter. We so you would cook and not for yantif, you'd be chayiv. So there's a shaila in lamdis when the Torah has an exception. You could look at the exception two ways. You could say bishul is b'chlal not a malacha, or you could say it's a malacha, but it has cases where there's a p'tor. Now there has nothing to do with the briskerah. But the Brisker Rav is going on a similar shaila by Eish. The Torah said there's a mazik called Eish. The Torah also said that Tamun is potter by Eish. You can understand that two ways. You could understand that if someone burns something that's Tamun, that's not Eish. It's not a mazik of Eish. It's Bechlal not Eish. That's not Eish. Or a bar on Kalim. If Kalim fall into a bar, that's not the mazik of bar. You can learn that's bechlal not the mazik. The Brisker Rav says no. The emes is that when the Torah had an exception of Tamun and an exception of Kalim, it is the mazik. Well, if a Kalim fall into a bar, that's a mazik of bar. If you burn down Tamun, that's a mazik of Eish. It's included in the title, Eish and Bar. Just is a Ptor. There's a Gzeres HaKosav, you don't have to pay. Why you mazik yen is Kalim? You are mazik yen is Kalim. Why you mazik is Tamun? You are mazik is Tamun. You are a mazik. There's a Ptor in Dine Tashlumen. In the Dinim of paying, there's an the Torah said, you don't have to pay. But it's not as if you dig a bar and someone breaks his kalim, you're not a mazik, you are a mazik. Your mazik is kalim. It's called a mazik. It's called bar, it's called tamun. It's called eish, whatever the case may be. Just that is a ptur. There's a ptur that you don't have to pay. The same thing, let's say a short tam is mazik. Short tam has an exception, it only pays magufa. If a short time does $1,000 worth of damage and the animal's worth $100, you only pay $100. Does that mean that you're not a mazik on the whole $1,000? But the Brisker Rav, of course you are. You're a mazik $1,000. There are dine tashlumin. Dine tashlumin is you only pay the gufa. You only pay what the animal is worth. Does that make you ois mazik? Of course not. Of course you're a mazik. In Dine Tashlumin, there's an exception that you only pay Magufa, or you only pay Chatzi Nezek in the town, whatever the case may be. By Tamun also, if you burn down someone's Tamun, if you burn down someone's house and there's valuables hidden there, or you burn down someone's Gadish and there's valuables hidden there, that's Tamun. You're a mazik on the whole thing. You have a Ptur in Dine Tashlumin. You don't have to pay. But to say you're not a mazik, that's not true. Now, the Brisker Rav himself, what he just said, this Nakuda, is mistaber tuvra. Be'etzem, it's very mistaber. For example, let's say I'll ask you, is there an isser to be mazik someone's tamun? Is there an isser to burn down someone's tamun? We had the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said that we learn out the Isser to be Mazik from the fact that the Torah is Mechayiv you to pay. The Torah said that there's a Parsha Mazik, and the male I understand there's an Isser. Now, Avada, I think everyone agreed, is an Isser to burn down someone's Tamun. there's an iser to make a bar that's going to be mazik halim. Because the etzem, you're still a mazik. The p'tur of tamun, we call the p'tur tashlim. It doesn't make it ois mazik. Just like bishul on yom tif is a malacha, there's a p'tur of eichel nefesh. By mazik, when you're mazik kelim with a bar, you're a mazik of kelim. There's a p'tur. The p'tur, the Torah had a very sarcastic of chamor of like kelim. But that doesn't mean it's not a mazik. In dine tashlim, there's a p'tur. What do we gain with this? It's like the Brisker Rav, what we gain is every Yalfusa. A Yalfusa we learn out of Eish and Bar. We learn it out of the two of them. It includes Tamun. Because Eish includes Tamun. In the Yalfusa, we do include Tamun. Because Eish, the Taich Eish includes Tamun. The Taich Bar includes Kalim. If I'm learning something out of a combination of bar and eish, that combination includes both. Because be'etzem, when you burn down tamun, you're a mazik. You're a mazik of eish. When you destroy kelim, you're a mazik of bar. You, in the shem hamazik, it includes both of them. So when I have this object that fell off the roof and landed in the street, and I'm learning it out of eish and bar, right now, I'm a mazik l'gabi tamun, I'm a mazik l'gabi keil, I'm a mazik l'gabi everything. Now, someone tripped, and I come to Bezdin, now I come to the parsha of Tashlumin. I want to say, I have an exception, tamun. It's up to Rosh now. The exceptions apply to whatever is the ikar mazik. That exception, that eish is patur at tamun, only goes if it's a mazik of eish. If it's a mazik of bar with a yafusa from eish, there's no p'tor. The p'tor is a p'tor which is limited, like the rush, to whatever is the main shay mazik. That's where the p'tor kicks in. In learning it out, we can learn it out of eish, including tamun, because that's also a mazik of eish. Now, when it comes time to pay the bill, you come into Beis Din. You want now to use both exceptions. Sefer Rashi can use both exceptions. Gzeres HaKasev of Ptur doesn't work that way. Gzeres HaKasev that Pat is Eish is only something that's mainly Eish. Something that's not mainly Eish, there's no Ptur. Gzeres HaKasev to Pater Kalim is only something that's mainly Bar. So you have to decide, is this mainly Bar or is this mainly Eish? Since, in fact, it's mainly bar, it has a p'tur of kelim, and it doesn't have a p'tur of tamun. It's like two different parashas. One parasha is to call it a mazik, and one parasha is tashlumin. The shem mazik, calling it a mazik, is even on tamun. And therefore, something that you learn out of two things, it applies to everything. The second parasha, which is paying the tashlumin, there's an exception of tamun. There, that exception only applies if something is mainly eish. The p'tur of kelim only if it's mainly bar. The p'tur of mishalim agufay only if it's mainly shartan. Each exception applies to that which is mainly that mazik. What the Brisker Rav does by touching up the parsha of mazik, the way he does, he explains the Rosh Hashitah. He's explaining that the Parsha of Mazik includes everything. There's a Ptur of Tamun? Yeah, the Ptur of Tamun comes later. When it comes time to pay, in the Parsha of Tashlumin, there's a Ptur of Tamun. When it comes time to pay, in the Parsha of Bar, there's a Ptur of Ken. That Ptur is limited where it applies. This is how the Brisker Rav explains Davov. And any combination case, anytime you have a combination of two mazikin, like the rush, your job is to figure out what's the ikar mazik, and take the ikar mazik, and the p'turei tashlumin you get only from what's the main mazik. Whatever is the main mazik of each case, that's what you get the p'tur from. This is the aside that the Brisker Rav has the Sugya and Daf. Now, coming back to Daf Beis. Let's learn Daf Beis with the Briska Ravzi side. The Gemara is a Shaila. There's something called the Av HaMazik. The Av HaMazik has Peturim. Every Av HaMazik has a Peturim. As we said, every Av HaMazik has, although maybe not, but every one of the Mamani HaMazik has some Peturim. What about Tol Deseyam Ki Yaitzeben Alav Ki Yaitzeben? That's the Gemara Shaila. What's the Shaila, we ask? Why should the Telda not have all the dinim of the Av? The answer is, the Telda is also a kind of Yalfusa. The Telda is also something we learn out of the Av. We don't have two Avs, we learn out of one Av. The Torah says, ki yigach shar, if a shar kicks. And a Telda was saying, what happens if it didn't kick? What happens if it hit with its tail? What happens if it hit with its body? What's it did? So we're saying, okay, that's a Talmud, we learn out of the Av. The Gemara's Shaila is, when the Torah said a Chiddush of Petur Tashlumin, let's say that a Tam pays Magufay, or that a Bar is Potter on Kalim, that second parasha of Tashlumin, was that parasha said only by the Av? Or was that parasha said by the Telda too? That additional parasha, which is not Svara, which is Gzeres HaKosuv, once it's Gzeres HaKosuv, is that Gzeres HaKosuv only by the Av, or even by the Alfusa too, by the Telda, which we learn out? That's what the Briskarov teaches the Rif meant. This is the Rosh brings the Rif, the Rosh is the Shitasai, the way he understood the whole parasha. And the Briska Rav says that this is the Kavana of the Gemara Zibaya like the Rif. Again, the aside is, there's an Av HaMazik which includes everything. All cases. Therefore, when I learn a Telda, it includes all cases. Talmud, not Talmud, Min Aliyah, Min Agufay, everything. Then there's a second parasha. There's a new parasha. There's a parasha of Tashlumin. You have to pay. How much? In the parasha of paying, we have a p'tur that Eish is p'tur on Talmud. Does that apply just to that second parasha, which is not Svara, which is Zeres HaKosuv? So the first parasha of Mazika, which is Svara, I extend it to the Talmud. The second parasha, which is not Svara, which is Zeres HaKosuv, does that get extended to the Talmud or not? Not a Svara Shaila, it's a Halacha Moshe Sinai Shaila. How did Moshe Rabbeinu teach the second parasha? The first parasha of Mazika, which is Svara, as I say, the Torah said kicking, and who had in with the tail, who had in with the rest of the body. The second parasha, the Petur Tashlumin, that's Gzeres HaKosuv. Does that apply just to the Av, maybe? Dai Lecha B'Chidushai, maybe we have a Chiddush, we should limit it to the smallest possible Chiddush. Or maybe not, maybe we should limit it to the Talmud too. That's a Gishmaki Yibaya. Right. That's true. The Rosh says that after the Maskon of Agamara. Maskon of Agamara will be that the Toldais do get the Ptur of the Av. So once the Tolda gets the Ptur of the Av, now we go to Davov by Yafusis, and we say it gets the Ptur of the main Av. Obviously, if Agamara would have ended up that the Tolda does not get the Ptur of the Av, then any other Yafusa also wouldn't get the Ptur. So that Rosh is taka going after the Maskon. But the Gemara Zibaya, like the Briska Rav, even though it's a complicated path to get here, but the Pshat in the Gemara Zibaya works out very geshmak. Gemara Zibaya is, do the Dinim, the Hilchei Seyed, which is a separate parsha of the Torah, of Mazik, that parsha doesn't apply to Toldos too, but just to the Av, where the Torah said it. Is it Gzeres HaKosuv? Where the Torah said it, and that's it. Or does it apply to more than where the Torah said it? This is the Briska Rav's, the way he learns up the Sugya. it's kedai to have a good havana in it, because we're going to come back to the Brisker Rav. He explains numerous gemaras with this, including the gemara of Shein Telusha, which we're going to get to, of Karen Telusha, which we're going to get to. So to be aimed on the Ikri Yisoid is an important thing to be able to be aimed on. Truth is that this Yisoid, in a simpler form, in a much simpler form, appears in the Berachas Shmuel in the name of Reb Chaim, Brisker Rav's father. Because the way the Berachas Shmuel brings from Reb Chaim, I'll only tell you a piece of it because I don't want to make it more complicated. I mentioned to you once Shaila. Is there any fee of Lotes Yidei Shemayim to pay if my bar is Masikeil? Is there any key of Lotis Yidei Shemayim to pay or not? It's not 100% a clear thing. If I dig a bar in the street and Kalim get ruined, could I say a potter? Or Lotis Yidei Shemayim and Achayim? Reb Chaim said, the way Reb Baruch Beh brings him, Reb Chaim said, the parsha of bar applies to everything, including Kalim. The parsha that you have to watch your bar, you have to watch your bar from Kalim also. He's a Petur Tashlumin. You don't have to pay for Kalim. But the Torah's Parsha of Bar applies to everything. And therefore, Latzei Sidei Shemayim, Reb Chaim said, there is a Chiyuv L'gabi Kalim. Because that first Parsha of Mazik, of, that a Bar is a Mazik, that includes Kalim, that includes everything. So the Meila, really, in the Ikri Yisoid of the Brisker Rav, it's his father's Yisoid, it's Reb Chaim's Yisoid, because the Brisker Rav took it to explain all of these sugyas.
Rosh Hashanah is really
the
Brisker Rav's right.
The Gemara Shaila is. That's right. The Brisker Rav Safik, he's saying, is the Gemara Safik. Going into the Gemara. So try to be Eimer on it, and yeah. So he says you bechayv de shemayim on kelim by bar.
Why?
The ptur pathes you from teshlumin. Excuse me. Pathes you from teshlumin. You're pathed from teshlumin. But lotzis de shemayim, you're a mazik. So yeah. Lotzis shemayim. You really did the avlo of mazik. Okay. All right. Let's turn to something a little simpler. That's not the Kaftaisis. It has a little to do with Tumma, but it has a lot to do with Tumma, but I just do want to speak out one. At first you have to know, we talk now about Hilchus Tumma, Tumas Neis. The Avia Vaisa Tumma, there's only one Avia Vaisa Tumma, which is a Mace itself. Right? Sheretz is an Av. Shefazera is an Av. Nida is an Av. One Aviya Vais HaTomeh that can make other things obvious, the only one is a dead body. Not true. There's one more. Taisus brings, is a Gezeres HaKosuv of Cheret Hariyu Kekalo, which that Gezeres HaKosuv tells us, the way it says in the Gemara, that if a sword touches a mace, the sword also becomes an Avi Avais HaTomah. The sword becomes an Avi Avais HaTomah. Now, if you learn Chumash with Rashi, Rashi Shita is, it only applies to a sword or to something that's Kli Mazik, something that could kill people. But Rashi is a Das Yachid. Tosis, the Rambam say that Cherev Hariyu Kecholo applies to all Kli Mazik. Any metal keli that touches a mace, that's a din of Avi Avais HaTomah. That's a din like a mace itself. And it gets a din of Avi Avais HaTomah. So that, if you have a mace dies, and he's wearing a belt, they take off the belt. If someone touches that belt, he doesn't touch the mace. If he touches the belt, he becomes, when he goes in the oil with the bell, he becomes avatoma. Because cherev hariyu kecholol is mechadesh, that metal kelim, that touch a mace get a din of a mace itself. That's the din of Cherev Hariyuk Kachala. Frektos is Hakasha, let's see the top toys is Dilab Mitami Yodim Vikam Goras. The way Gasin Adam of Begodim, Lashon Zem, Mash Mitami Yodim Litami Begodim, so Goras Adam Vikam, then Taina. Frektos Haritame mace, Isakli Matris Kiyaita by a tummy mace that touches a klimatris. The klimatris gets the same din as the mace. If so, al meyesh mehen ki yaitze behen. So we have a tolda that's the same as the av. Easy kasha, am I right? Not a hard kasha. Taisa says, here I have a case of a tolda that's like the av. A metal keli that touches a person. A mace has a din like the mace. Klimasa touch the mace, gets a din like the mace itself. So fractisis is exactly like the mace, or the same key item. There's a machlekes yishayimim, the gabi tumas kayanim. You all know that a kayin is not allowed to go into an oil on mace, but touch a mace. Shrotzim, is there an issa sheretz for kayanim? So you all should know, other tumas do not apply. Only Tumas Neis. Tumas Sheretz doesn't apply. Tumas Nida doesn't apply. All the other Tumas don't apply. Kainu and Liz are only on Tumas Neis. What about on Cherev Hariyu Kecholo? On Cherev Hariyu Kecholo, a Kainu and Musarim. Cherev Hariyu Kecholo, a Kainu and Musarim? How do you say? Huh? Say Mechari, yes. You'd be a kohen, you wouldn't say that, huh? If we say cherev hariyu kecholol applies to kohenim, you have big problems. You have big problems. You know, my van was once used to, I think, Rav Sheps, when he passed away, to the Beis HaOlam. They used my van. It didn't look the way it looks now. It was pretty new. Right, according, if you say Chariyu Kachol applies to Kayinim, no Kayin is allowed to touch my, is allowed to get a ride in my car. Because the mace was once in the car. No. The mace dies in a bed is not always matches. But any clay matches that a mace would touch, a Kayin would be moved. So one of the Balei Taisvis was Reb Chaim HaKayin, was one of the Balei Taisvis of Sivis. And he says that it doesn't apply to Kayanim. His lashon is dim kain ain lachabayis shein by mace. He says the kain won't be able to walk into any house because homes have kalim that a mace touched. From this taisvis mukhruf faker that our taisvis didn't hold that way. And that's shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that kayanim are musarim on cherev hariyu kecholo. Well, cherev has to be that way. It's the same. It's muchas away from Taisus Kash. Taisus held that kayanim are musarim. How do you see that? Because what did Taisus ask? We find toldei seim ki yaitze behem. Klimatris is just like a maze. Toldei seim ki yaitze behem. Taisus should have answered. No. Taisus should have answered. They should have answered what? No, it's not Kiyotze Ben. On the Av, a Kayin is Muzer, and on the Tolda, a Kayin is not Muzer. Chayra, from this Tosis, it seems that a Kayin is not allowed not only to touch, but to be in the same oil as a Klimatis that a Mace touched. No? That's what seems in this Tosis. What? Therefore,
so it's not a child that told this different. But the claim doesn't have an Isser system. The total is the same. The total makes everything have it itself is the same.
Do you understand what Yankee's saying? First of all, the Raya, you all understand? Taisus says the Cherev Hariyu Kachol is the same as a maze, called the same Kiyai Tibet. So if the Ava Kayin is Muzer, the Tolga Kayin has to be Muzer. So the chayr is a raya. It's all the same pi aitzba. What? Tosis is talking about. Yeah, but you're right. The language is misleading. It sounds like a tummy base touches a mattress. Because a kosev is by a mace. Taisa means tuma. It must be taisa means tumas mace. Now you'll have to be mavar. What? I started off making fun that people don't know hilchas tuma. So I also don't know enough hilchas tuma. And my impression is it's only mace. We could look it up in the Rambam. We'll have to look it up. I'm not sure. It definitely, the pasuk is talking about a mace. Cherev hariyu kachol. Kachol means a corpse. So, otherwise you'd be right. Anyway, there's a mahalif to answer, which is what Yankee started to say. The truth is that I thought along these lines of this teretz, and Rav Weinberg told me that Rav Ruvain, in one of the kuntrasim, it's not in the Chidusha Rav Ruvain, says the following teretz on the raya from this teretz. And the teretz really is gebayt on Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch declares, we have a rule that Safik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim is Tar. It's Gezeres HaKasif. Safik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim is Tar. What about a Kayin in the Rishus HaRabim? Do we say for the Kayin to come in contact with a Safik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim is Lakula? Because Safik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim is Tar. So maybe a Kayin coming into contact with Safik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim should be Lakula. Dr. Michas Chinuch, important aside, and this Negeah, by the way, it's very Negeah. You might think Safik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim is not so Negeah. It's Negeah, the Shail of Kainim going into a hospital, which is a case of Safik Tuma. Hospital has a different B'Shus HaRabim, Lagabi Tuma, any place that the public goes. It's Negeah, Lagabi the Shail, that would have a dinner of Safik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim. So Michas Chinuch says, I saw the same thing B'Shem Rav Yashiv, I think in Dr. Abraham's Sefer. He talks there about the hospitals, about this Heter. And he says, no. There's a Dinei Tumah. And there's Dinei Kayinim. Dinei Kayinim is Issa the Heter, it's not Dinei Tumah. A Kayin is not allowed to come into a contact with a mace, even if he's Tameh. Let's say the Kayin was at his father's Levayim. His father lived 120 years and died, and the Kayin went, and he's Tameh. Is he now allowed to go to any other Levaya for the rest of his life because he's Tameh and there's no Paraduma? No. A Kayin is not Muzer on Dinei Tumah. A Kayin has an Isser to go into an Ayil HaMeis, or to touch a Meis. That's Dinei Isser Beheter. It's not Dinei Tumah. In Hilchas Tumah, told they say, Ki Yaitse Beheter. Is the same din of Gabi all Hilchas Tumah as a mess. There's a separate parasha of Hilchas Issa Beheter. It's in Yeridaya. You know, the din of a Tayy is the claim becoming Tameh is six Simanim in Yeridaya. Shin Samach Tes, Shinai, and Dalit, I think. It's a halach in Yeridaya that a Kayin can't go into an Ayel Mes. It's not do with becoming Tameh. B'loshim B'nei Yodam, we say a person, a Kayin now become Tameh. That's not the correct phrase. Technically, it's Dinei Issa Beheter. A place not allowed to go into a place where there's a mace. So Memela, it's not Shver on Tysus. Tysus could hold like this Rabbeinu Chaim HaKayim. A claim we're allowed to go into an oil mace. Where there's a Cherech Ariel Kachala. Aye, Tysus says to the same Kiyai to them. Tysus told the Gabi Dinei Tumah. Hilchis Tumah told the same Kiyai to them. Hilchis Issa Beheter? Yeah, they attack a different demon. One thing has nothing to do with the other. So it answers the at least the raya from Tysus. What?
The Kayin could touch the Kherev.
And therefore Kayin could touch the Kherev. Aye, it's not Ki Aitabem. The Gabi Yisabet is not Ki Aitabem. The Gabi Dina Tumah is Ki Aitabem. Okay, tomorrow we start the Tuna Rabbanon of Keren Tlusha. We're going to discuss tomorrow the Rashba. is a Rashba on Keretz Lusha, Kerem Mechuberes. All the Achrayim discuss it in very similar ways. You could look either in the Rav Aryeh Leib, or I shouldn't say all, but the Rav Aryeh Leib, there's a piece of the Rav Ruvein, the third piece of Rav Ruvein. There's a Birchus Shmuel, the Birchus Shmuel is a little hard, but if you take a Birchus Avram, Tinyana in the back, he brings the Birchus Shmuel in the easier Lashon, if look there as well. And tomorrow we'll spend time on that Rashba, but please spend the time to understand the basic site of the Briskerav. It's complicated, but we're going to come back to it. So take the time to make sure you understand.